Yo, what's good, y'all? We back again. Another episode of the TD podcast. It's been a couple of weeks. Not much has changed, but, you know, we got to get into it. The sports never stops. We've been slowly watching the playoff race, how the seeding is going to come down. But before I start that, I want to give a shout out to the sponsor of this one. It's actually it's a candle company. This man makes some of the best candles I've ever seen known to man. That Bath and Body Works shit, it ain't it. So the website is wilsoncandleco.com. Custom candles, provides anything that you need. Great customer service. Hit my boy up. Always willing to work with you. Make sure you use code views from the six at checkout to get that 10% discount. I have a link to his website in the description of this video, probably in like the pinned comments or whatever the case may be. But make sure you go check out my boy. Perfect. It's a lot of holidays still left in us right now. So go ahead and get them last second candles and do yourself a favor because they do smell good. All right. So the NFL is going to take a little bit longer. So we'll just start off with college first. We are here. The college playoffs has been found. They was lost. They was hiding, but they are here. The big controversy thing was Miami not making it, which was wild to me. But also, we were sitting here thinking like the committee didn't have the balls to kick out Alabama, a three-loss team who had just got their backs blown out by OU in a horrendous fashion. I mean, Bama put up 3 points. Disgusting behavior. So, everybody who was a conference champion automatically got their bid in. You know, Oregon still remains undefeated. I don't know how Oregon keeps skating by these teams. I don't get it. Like, every time I see an Oregon game, I'm looking like, okay, this is the game, right? Like, this is the team that's going to bring down Oregon. And, man, that unlimited NIL money meme that was going around floating when training camp started. I mean, for the love of God, man. Who is going to stop Oregon? The number one seed took down Penn State to win the championship. First time in that conference and they win the championship. Amazing. We thought it was going to be another rematch of Ohio State and Penn State, or Ohio State and Oregon, where Oregon had to cheat to beat them by 1 point. But you know what? That's really neither here nor there. But no, because Ohio State is trash. Okay, they went into an unranked, below average Michigan team and went in there and just got the paws put on them. Unbelievable. I couldn't believe what I was watching. That had to have been one of the funniest games outside of the Bama blowout from OU. That shit was up there as one of the funniest games I've ever seen. I couldn't believe it. Them motherfuckers couldn't move the ball. They couldn't get down the field. Their quarterback, Will Howard, was looking straight trash, panicking in the pocket. And it didn't make any sense to me. I'm all like, there's just no way Ohio's going to lose this game. And lo and behold, they went and lost the game anyway. So that led Oregon to beating Penn State, getting their bye. And then the SEC championship game, again, Texas, Georgia 2. And this one was a whole lot closer, a whole lot more competitive than the 15-point blowout that Georgia gave Texas in the middle of the season, or the beginning of the season. But, you know, it didn't matter. You know, Texas quarterback is suspect. He is a double agent. This man, Ewers, is by far the trash quarterback. Like, I've seen some pretty bad quarterbacks, but man, Longhorn fans, I don't know how they sleep at night. They lay down and they're just like, for the love of God, can Manning start? You know, put that boy out there, do something. Just fucking throw me out there, throw anybody else out there. Ewers, he's one of those quarterbacks that's just like, he reminds me of like a Jimmy G. Just hand off the ball, do anything, but when we need you to be an elite quarterback, he will remind you, yo, I'm not that guy. Like, the guy that y'all want me to be, I'm not him. This man fumbling on the 5-yard line, throwing picks when it's like, oh man, if you can just complete a couple of passes, move the ball down the field, they'll be good to go. In a game where Texas defense had Beck out there in a fucking blender to the point to where the boy got injured and couldn't even play. Like, Texas was out there dominating on the defensive end. We just needed Ewers to just be just a competent quarterback and just move the ball down the field, score, put up points. Nope. He couldn't do it. He was like, man, I just can't do it. I don't know what it is. To the point to where Beck went down and the backup quarterback came in. So the backup came in and it's one of those situations where I'm all like, we're about to see the true freshman backup come in and lead this Georgia's team to a dub. And what did he do? You would think the veteran Ewers would be like, well, surely I'm not finna let some backup outplay me. Man, was we wrong, because the backup came in. You would think it was prime Brady in the pocket. This man was slicing and dicing the Texas defense up. They couldn't stop him. Boy decided to be part Mike Vick. Started running the ball. Couldn't stop him. And it was just like, man, what happened? But Texas still was getting stopped. But when it got the ball back on the offensive side, yeah, bro, it was just a wrap after that, you know. But luckily Texas still made it to the playoffs, and so they gave us the bracket. So Oregon is getting their first round bye. Them damn Sun Devils is getting their first round bye. Georgia's getting the first round bye. And Boise State's getting the first round bye. Now, Boise State will play the winners of SMU and Penn State. In that game, man, honestly, I think SMU is going to pull that off. I think SMU is one of those dark horse teams right along with them Sun Devils. I think when it comes to just a team building aspect, SMU has been one of those sleeper teams that has slowly just kind of like, yo, we've been over here winning games. We're not really getting the notoriety, but we've been over here winning games too, you know. So with that, SMU versus Boise State, and I think Gentry might have a little chip on his shoulder after getting snubbed in the Heisman. So I think Boise State wins that. Then we have the Indiana versus Notre Dame. I think Indiana is just a better team. I think they will take down Notre Dame, but it doesn't matter because in the next round they would match up against Georgia. I think Georgia has probably one of the easiest kind of like walks to the Natty. For the simple fact that Georgia would then go and play. After that, they would beat Indiana, because I don't think Indiana is going to beat Georgia. Especially, it depends. Beck's supposed to be back by that time. Who knows? He has a good amount of rest. So we'll see. And I think Georgia just cruise on by and play Boise State. And Boise State, they just don't have no chance of beating Georgia. I just don't see it. I don't see a world where Boise State would It would have to be one of those games where Beck goes out there and forgets how to play quarterback. He does that pretty often, but not to the point to where, like, they would just lose to Boise State. But that side of the bracket is kind of real hit or miss. The real side of the bracket is over here when Tennessee goes on to play Ohio State. Now, Ohio State, honestly, I think Tennessee is going to win that game. I just do not see, I don't see the passion in Ohio State anymore. Where Ohio State used to be like a very dominant team, and they started off the season pretty good, but ever since that Oregon loss, they started just having like just little hiccups here and there in their play calling, and I'm just not seeing it. I think the coach is on a hot seat. You know what? The coach is on so much of a hot seat, they could probably go all the way, win the Natty, and he'll probably still get fired because they're just not, it's just not it. I don't know what's going on over there at Ohio State. Will Howard has not been looking good, particularly this season. So, you know, I think Tennessee is just going to win that. And then Tennessee goes on and plays Oregon. And I think that will be Oregon's like, okay, if Oregon somehow fucks around and beats Tennessee, then you know what? Just call it what it is. You know, I still say Oregon hasn't got battle tested because they really haven't played anybody outside of like Ohio State and then that Penn State game. But if they can say, well, we beat Ohio State, we beat Penn State in the championship game, and then we go back and then we beat Tennessee, and then hell. But the way the bracket is set up, because Saban called it at the beginning of the year, he think it's going to be Georgia, Texas. He said it for the SEC game. And the way the bracket is put up, it looked like it's going to be Texas, Georgia 3. Quite frankly, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see Texas get massacred for a third time. So, but first round, Texas and Clemson. So, if anybody will pull off an upset, I think it could be Clemson because, man, that boy Ewers, just the double agent and just bad quarterback play, bad playmaking management, bad everything in the pocket, poor pocket awareness. Everything about Ewers just, it just kills me just watching him play. I just be sitting here, I just like, brother, like, what are you doing? Who are you throwing the ball to? There's sometimes where like he'll move the ball and he'll look like a competent quarterback, but then like right on cue, Ewers will come back with a interception thrown straight to a defender, not a Longhorn in sight, and it's like, brother, who is you throwing that ball to? But I have the Sun Devils being one of the dark horses. Texas goes and they somehow skates by and beat Clemson. They will lose to Arizona State. They're not beating Arizona State. Arizona State is on fire. They are playing some of the best football of their college career. They are the sleeper team in this bracket. And people were saying, you know, if Arizona finds some way to get up in there, they will be a force to be reckoned with. And I think they will beat Texas if Texas somehow doesn't get upset by Clemson. Which then you have the, honestly, Oregon versus the Sun Devils. I think Oregon would win that game. If they somehow beat Tennessee, then at that point, it's just one of those like, hey, man, this is just our season. There's nothing that y'all can do about it. Y'all can't stop it. We're here and we're not going anywhere. Dylan Gabriel, a Heisman finalist, had a hell of a season this year. Him and that wide receiving core has been lighting it up. I gotta give him that, you know. So if they somehow make it and then they make it to the Natty, and then that's where it will be, Oregon versus Georgia. Hey, it's a toss-up, you know, depending on what happens, depending on who shows up, if Beck shows up, or, you know, Beck regresses and turns into the I'm a shit quarterback. I don't know what's going on anymore. then Oregon would be the 2024 champions. But who knows? You know, I can't wait till next month because that's when all that starts. And you know what? It's going to be a hell of a season. You know, this was probably this college season, because there's really no clear-cut winner on who was, like, you know, leagues ahead of, like, all the other college teams. This season, everybody was kind of pretty much even, especially, like, 1 through 12. Anybody could have been number 1, number 2, number 3, just depending on who y'all played, how y'all played them. You know, people were falling and rising all over the place. You know, the only real shock that came this season was just Bama just tanking, losing these games. First year without Saban, you know, and it was a pretty ugly one, you know, losing to Vanderbilt, you know. But hey, you win some, you lose some. But then to go out and then lose to Tennessee, you know, to then turn around and then lose to OU. Man, it's been a long time since Bama had a 3-loss season. But, I mean, hey, you know, it is what it is. They can retool and see what goes on. Maybe they fired their head coach. I don't know. Maybe Saban maybe a comeback out of retirement and be like, I'm back to save Bama. Who knows? But that's going to do it for the college side. Now we're going to get ready and go into the NFL side. The NFL side is pretty much locked up. We kind of know the teams who are going to the playoffs. But to kick it off, the Rams and the Niners play Thursday. And I've been seeing a lot of Brock Purdy hate. You know, people are blaming Purdy and all this other stuff. Look, man, Purdy's fine. You know, the Niners are dealing with some injuries. But everybody around the league is dealing with injuries, so we don't really want to hear that. But the Rams went down there to the Bay. You know, Matt Stafford gave them Niners a couple of uppercuts. And he told them, we're the big brothers now. You know, beat up on them. You know, the Niners looking like they're probably going to miss this playoffs this season. I mean, they're below 500. The Rams started off below 500. And just been on a winning streak. We're like, man, damn, these motherfucking Rams just won't go away. We don't know how they do it, but they continue to somehow do it. You know, Matt Stafford is out there playing pretty good. You know, Puka is out there doing, you know, some of the most ungodly things we've seen. Probably top 3 wide receiver. Because, you know, Jefferson is run, and then that boy Brock Bowers, you know, for a tight end. Clearly the best tight end in the league, but hell, you might as well put him as number 2, because, damn, man. And that's with shit quarterback play. If this man had a competent quarterback, whoo, that man Brock Bowers would be a fucking problem. But, yeah, you know, the Niners, they can go into this offseason retooling, reshaping, you know, get rid of some of them bad contracts, you know, go ahead and drop off Debo, because the regression is there. It's clear as day. He is just not the same player, which is fine. You know, see what y'all can get in the market, you know, start getting some picks and just maybe retool and then just go from there, you know, live to fight another day. We move on to Sunday. And the best quarterback in the league, Joe Burrow, again, out there putting on a fucking masterclass. Titans having the second best defense in the league, and Joe Burrow just did not care. Put up 37 on their head, slicing and dicing that defense up. But the defense, you know, who are always criticized and said they can't guard a fucking parked car, picked off Will Levis 3 times, one being a pick 6, you know, it was like a defense. It was like an all-around great game for the Bengals. But I don't think this changes anything on how people feel. You know, the Bengals are trying to creep their way up, trying to make that late playoff push, being in the hunt. You know, there's still a couple of games below 500. They would need to win out. You know, one more loss and they might as well go ahead and forget it. You know, but I think the Bengals could make some noise if they somehow found their way into the playoffs. And that offense being one of the best offenses in the league, you know, it will be a force to be reckoned with. You know, teams teams will have to stop that, you know. But on the flip side, you know, the Bengals defense can't stop anybody. So that'll just be one curious thing to see. That's the Bengals season playing out is very interesting, you know. But we move on to my team, the Colts. And, man, was this one hurting. You know, I'm looking at Richardson, and I'm all like, okay, we're 2-1. This man just had a struggle fest against the Patriots. But you know what? He came back. He won the game. Two-point conversion, won the game, whatever the case may be. And we're thinking, okay, you know what? He's turning it around. They get the ball at the beginning of the half. You know, Richardson goes boom, 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 and then runs in for a score. I'm all like, you know what? This is it. This is it. In a game where Bo Nix got picked off three times. Three picks. And the same thing I say about them damn Bengals is the same thing I say about them damn Colts. Them motherfuckers can't stop nobody. They can't stop the run. They can't stop the pass. They can't stop a penalty. They can't stop the parked car. They can't stop shit. So the fact that the defense actually showed up and was like, you know what? We're going to do our part today. We're going to make sure we put you in the best position to win. And it's like pick after pick after pick. And I'm just sitting here. I'm like, damn, man, this is it. This is where we need to be. And Anthony Richardson just goes out there and just completely shits the bed, bro. Two picks, Pittman, a fucking fumble. And it's just like, dude, when you need them the most, when you need them to be an elite team and make plays, like, okay, we're winning. We're trying to get above 500. We're in the hunt. We're trying to make that last second playoff push. Nope. Couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. And at that point, it's just like, you know what? Richardson is back to being the same person he is. Turnover machine. Struggles to move the ball. Struggles to pass the ball. I mean, my God. The Colts offense started out touchdown, field goal. And then after that, punt, 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 punt. Three and out, three and out, three and out, three and out. Like, I hate this team. Like, I don't know where we go from here. Like, at this point, just blow this shit all the way up. Trade everybody. Richardson needs to get traded, too. He is just, they keep calling him the quarterback of the future, but he is just not the quarterback of the future. I just don't see it. This is his second year in the league, and he's still, it's not even a sophomore slump because he never started. To get to a slump. He's just been ass since day one. And when he came in, they was like, yo, you know what? We're going to have this dynamic duo thing going on. You know, we're going to have Richardson right here. Taylor right here. And you know what? That RPO combo was maybe could work. But Richardson is not good enough to make it work. And speaking of Taylor, this motherfucker right here. Yo, these NFL players and this, oh my God, I'm about to score a touchdown. I can't wait to hurry up and try to fucking showboat. Man, that shit is getting old. This motherfucker drops the ball before he crosses the field, or before he crosses the plane, which resulted in a touchback. Good shit, Taylor. There was 6 points right there that we desperately needed because shit, man, anytime you put Richardson on the 20-yard line, they kick the ball off or the 30, you already know, punt coming soon. He's not moving that ball down that field. So the fact that you broke off for a 47-yard touchdown and then you just did fucking the most stupidest shit ever, boom. That was the game right there. That sealed the game because once we tell the Colts to play catch-up, you might as well go ahead and forget it, brother. It is not happening. So, I don't know where this Colts team go from here. Probably to fucking China at this point. Who knows? We move on to Dallas and the Panthers. I mean, it was the Dallas and the Panthers on there on TV having a mid-off. Bryce Young has revitalized his career. I'm happy for Bryce Young. You know, Bryce Young has been looking amazing, you know, especially from where he was. You know, the brother couldn't do 100 yards passing. Brother was throwing picks all over the place. He had no confidence. But now he has that swagger back that he had when he was at Bama. He has his confidence. He's still turning over the ball, but it's the fact that he's running out of the pocket now. He's moving the ball. He's passing. He's looking down for scoring touchdown, putting points up because he couldn't do that. You know, and it's looking good for Bryce Young. I'm happy for Bryce Young. I hate to see quarterbacks look like shit. You know, but on the flip side, you know, this team, when Dak was on the field, was looking straight up horrendous. The fucking Cowboys were getting blown out by every team. They couldn't stop the run either. You had Micah imploding, throwing teams under the bus, or throwing teammates under the bus, throwing the coach under the bus, you know. And then Dak gets hurt. Now, granted, they haven't really played a lot of good teams, but the fact that Cooper Rush has came in and actually made this offense look competent is very telling. You know, y'all just paid Dak all that money. And, you know, he had a season-ending injury. But with Cooper out there, it seems like the team is just wanting to fight for Cooper. You know, they keep winning. They keep winning. You know, they're trying to make that late playoff push. Even if they do somehow sneak their way into the playoffs, I don't think Dallas will beat anybody. They are just a bad team right now, you know. So, but again, you never know. You know, one team gets hot, comes in there, maybe pulls an Eli. Go in there, go 8-8 and win the Super Bowl. Do I think it'll be Dallas? No, but you know what? It could happen. The Chiefs. I mean, the Chiefs played the Browns. The Chiefs are the Chiefs. You know, Mahomes did go down with an injury. High sprained ankle. You know, kind of like how at the end of last season, was the last season, the season before that, I don't remember which one, but he had that high ankle sprain, basically limped into the postseason. You know, brother needs to start taping up them ankles, you know. But, hey, you know, the Chiefs win again, but this time it wasn't through to some football god's luck or shenanigans. They actually went out and beat the team, even though it's the Browns, so nobody's moved by that. But they did beat the Browns. You know, Winston benched in like the third or the fourth quarter. I don't remember. But he was horrible. Throwing picks all over the place. I find it funny how teams were booing my boy Watson. You know, they're like, oh my God, you know, we finally got Winston back out here. You know, Watson got hurt. And Winston, you know, they went and beat Pittsburgh, which was hilarious. But again, we're right back to bad Cleveland Brown football, you know, turning over the ball, not scoring, not moving the ball, looking like shit, you know. So it's not just a quarterback's problem. It's a whole team's problem. Moving on to Texas and Miami, you know, Miami and their deep ball threat of like Waddle and fucking Hill, I don't know where it went. Like, that shit is non-existent this year. You know, teams used to fear of, like, you know, we got Waddle on one side, Tyreek on one side, and Tua used to just throw that motherfucker up and one of them would just catch it. But this year, it's been completely off. Now, granted, Tua did suffer that concussion at the beginning of the season. You know, kind of sidelined them for four games, and, you know, that kind of hurt the team chemistry. They were in and out of quarterbacks. But ever since he's been back, you know, the offense hasn't looked as potent as it used to, you know, last year. You know, but, you know, Miami also one of those teams that was looking to be a playoff team, but due to injuries, you know, you're kind of on the outside looking in, you know, and I don't think you will be one of those playoff teams either. And even if Miami snuck their way into it, they wouldn't make no noise either, you know, but hey, it is what it is. Houston, this man Shroud is in one of the nastiest slumps ever. I have not seen one of these slumps in a long time. I didn't think Shroud would go through it. You know, man, his rookie year, man, he played phenomenal. And we was just thinking, you know what? He's just one of those quarterbacks, you know. Like, I know the sophomore slump is a real thing, but hell, I didn't think it was going to happen to Shroud. I think he's just going to be one of those quarterbacks that just keeps improving, improving, improving. But this year has been a pretty down year for him. Granted, any year that wasn't like his rookie year would probably be a down year. But he's definitely going through the sophomore slump, you know. But they're still managing to win games. You know, they're 9-5 right now. They beat Miami. You know, coasting by, you know, but Shroud, we're used to Shroud putting up 200-300 yards, you know, barely 130 yesterday. You know, it was one of those, I guess you'd call it a good defensive game, but neither of the offense really could score, you know. So, I mean, hey, you know, Houston were going because they're in the AFC South and they're just the best team in the AFC South because everybody else in the AFC South is tanking, you know. So, you know, by default, and it'll probably be the same thing next year, just by default, they're just the best team in the AFC South because everything else is just so bad, you know. So, shout out to Houston, though. They have a good young team, and hopefully they keep making it. You know, Washington almost let the Saints and their backup quarterback come back and win that game, but they didn't. You know, the start of the year where Jaden Daniels was and the Commanders was, they was on fire. One of the hottest teams in the league, and then they just dropped four straight randomly, and now they're starting to pick it back up. You know, Dan Quinn has got their team back on track. You know, Jaden Daniels still having a phenomenal season. You know, it was looking kind of scary right there at the end, but, you know, he's still producing. He's still out there playing good football, so, you know, we'll give it to him. You know, I can't wait to the playoffs because I want to see what type of noise they make. You know, they could come in and maybe beat a team in the wild card. I would love to see that, you know, but being the second best team in your division, especially when people didn't think you was going to be it, you know, it's a sight to see. Moving on to the mid-off, that was the Jets and the Jaguars, two non-playoff teams battling out to try to get a good draft pick. Rodgers and Davante Adams finally found their connection, but I mean, it's a little too late. Y'all motherfuckers are eliminated from the playoffs. The Jets have been one of the worst teams in the league, and it's so crazy because they was always a quarterback away, and they get Rodgers, and then Rodgers gets injured, and then he comes back this season. We're like, yo, we're finally here, and then the Jets' defense just falls apart, which used to be a top defense. No longer, you know, that defense looks like a shell of itself these days, you know, and I can't even put it all on the defense because Rodgers looks like a shell of himself. You know, that offense is not really clicking. I don't know what it was. They fired their head coach and brought in a new coach, and the offense is still not moving. And then midseason, they traded for Davante, and we thought, like, oh, man, you know what? Okay, Rodgers and Davante finally found themselves back together, man. They're finally here. And long and behold, that shit still wasn't working. Still wasn't looking good. You know, I find it funny how Davante was over there bitching and crying over there at the Raiders, talking about, I want to play some winning football. Got traded to the Jets just to be eliminated from the playoffs and still not play winning football. So I wonder how that's going to pan out during the offseason. You know, how they're going to retool this Jets team and see what happens with Rodgers and them Jets. But yeah, them motherfuckers are horrible. And as far as the Jaguars are concerned, again, another bad team. Mac Jones out there looking like a competent quarterback, but still just complete dog shit. That Jacksonville team, I don't know what happened. Kelly Clarkson was supposed to be the savior, and he just got that contract and went into full regression mode. So, that's tough. The Ravens played the Giants. Look, man, we all love that running back, Lamar Jackson. The shit is crazy. The man put up like 5 TDs. Brother was balling out of his fucking mind, but it was against the Giants, so we're not moved, you know. But the Ravens come back after being on a 2-game skid, losing, being some losers. You know, they come back out of the bye and beat up on the Giants, which is good for them. You know, like, hey, man, we needed an easy team to come out and beat up on, you know, to be like, no, we're just on a little skid, but we're back. But you know what? They're back next week to play the fucking Pittsburgh Steelers, the team who whooped they ass last time. And do I think they're going to beat Pittsburgh? No, I think Pittsburgh is going to dog walk them again, because for whatever reason, Lamar and them just cannot beat them motherfuckers, and it is what it is. You know, and speaking of Pittsburgh, the Battle of Philadelphia, that shit was funny. I had so many Pittsburgh Steelers fans talking mad shit all day. Oh my God, we about to pluck feathers. We're doing this. We're doing that. We're going to be eating good tonight. And Philly came out and curve stomped them. Man, it was fucking hilarious. That man, Jalen Hurts, was out there balling. You hear me? Moving the ball, slicing and dicing up that stat defense that they love to produce. Talking about, oh man, we got one of the best defense in the league. Man, no you don't. This man, Jalen Hurts, who's mid quarterback, very mid, was out there looking like prime Manny, slicing and dicing that defense up. That shit was fucking wild. And at the beginning, you know, I thought it was going to be one of those good defensive games. You know, we had the Steelers at 3-0. And after that point, Philly just said, you know what, fuck this. We're tired of playing games, and just started dominating Pittsburgh after that. It was never close after that. Philly just completely just ran off. You know, 27-13, and they got hard stuck, couldn't score no more. And it was just a wrap, man. And Philly's like, you know what, we're going to lay it on them. You know, Pittsburgh did clinch a playoff spot. I still think they're one of the weakest division leaders in here. I don't think they're going to make any noise. I think they're going to go in there into the playoffs and still lose first round. There's not nothing that they've done all season to make me believe they will go in there and beat one of the top teams in the AFC. And it also depends on who they match up against, because if they get a lucky seed in their matchup against, like, I don't know, Houston or some shit, I mean, maybe. But then again, it's Russell Wilson, so I don't trust them. Then we had, I would have to say, game of the day. Buffalo and the Lions. Now, after last week, and Josh Allen and his heroics, 3-3 and still lost to the fucking Rams. He's like, you know what? I ain't losing no more. And the game, and the score really doesn't showcase it, because a 48-42, but at one point it was like 44-20 something. Like, them Bills was just beating the brakes off the Lions. You know, they was always in full control, just dominating the game, but the Lions just would not stay away. That man Dan Campbell had hickory dickory trickery all throughout the fucking game, and the Lions came all the way back fighting. And you know what, Goff out there almost 500 yards, 5 TDs, slinging that motherfucker. Man, that was a game to watch. It was one of those back and forth offensive battles. Nobody was playing defense. Everybody's just all like, yo, let's just get these quick scores and run this score up. You know, but at the end of the day, Josh Allen, who is by far the MVP. You know, he's only the MVP because Burrow's team has a shitty record. But if it wasn't for that, you know, Burrow would be MVP. But you know what? Josh Allen, this is his year. Them Bills is looking phenomenal. You know, everybody wrote off Josh Allen when they was like, hey, you know what? You ain't got Diggs no more. What are y'all going to do? And he comes back and gets Amari Cooper. And, man, that offense has just been clicking like no other. Again, still the only team to beat the Chiefs. You know, do I think he can do it in the AFC Championship game when the lights is bright? No, I do not. I think Josh Allen will just choke like he always does, but it doesn't matter, because right now, this motherfucker's playing some amazing football, and he probably will be the MVP at the end of the league, well, at the end of the season. You know, them Bills, man. Shit, it's probably going to come down to the Bills and the Chiefs, AFC Championship battling it out, you know, and hope we're rooting for Josh Allen to do it. I want Josh Allen to finally be like, I finally beat you on the grandest stage of them all. But do I think it will happen? No, I do not. And then last but not least, you know, Tampa did beat the Chargers. I mean, beat the brakes off of Justin Herbert. It was crazy. And then we had the mid off with Carolina and the Patriots. I mean, it's two mid teams. But then Green Bay comes in. Green Bay with the win over Seattle. I love Jordan Love. I always been a fan of Jordan Love. You know, he's a native from the city, but I keep telling people all the time, man, we got love for Love, man. When he first started coming in, when Rodgers was there, Rodgers was hogging all his spotlight and shine. Wouldn't get a motherfucker time to play. And when we did see Jordan Love, he would come in, throw a couple of picks. But, I mean, damn, the brother ice cold. He ain't got no rhythm. But, man, now that he's gotten his footing under him, Jordan Love has took that Packers team, especially off of last year, you know, when they went to the playoffs, beat the brakes off the fucking Cowboys. And, you know, it's like, man, it was one of those Cinderella stories where I thought Jordan Love was going to be that man, you know, but he just came up a little short. This season, he's coming back, and he's like, you know what? It's going to be different, and I'm going to be ready for you, you know, so I love to see it. I do truly, truly love to see it. But that's going to wrap this this episode up. I can't wait till the NFL playoffs come around. But before that, we're going to be talking about the college playoffs. You know, I'm a big college fan. I love college. Probably love college more than I love the NFL. You know, because NFL, while it has a whole, NFL has a whole lot of shenanigans that goes on. Where college is just like pure hoops. You know, you go in there and you see like a lot of these good teams, especially when they play up against another good team, some of the best football you will see. You know, but that'll do it for me. I'll see y'all next week.